About 2 years ago, I got a call from a client, and the client obviously remained nameless, who was conducting a reduction in force, which is an unfortunate thing. It's the least pleasant part of my job. What was very interesting about it is we sometimes look at the demographics. If you're going to affect lots of people at once, statistics actually starts to enter the picture, because if you see a pattern in the people you're selecting for layoff, that can lead you to some legal claims and some problems. We'll go into a little bit of that detail later. In looking at it, I saw some things that caused me to pause. I was a little concerned from a statistical standpoint. Now, I'll go into this later, but there are two kinds of discrimination claims, and there's one that we're going to talk about more than the other, but we will talk about both. Disparate impact is a statistical claim. The company, the foundation, whomever, has a rule that when you look at it at a macro level, is having a statistically significant disparate impact on some group of people. So keep it simple. If I decide to do a layoff and I say I'm just going to do this based on hire date, that's a neutral criterion. There's nothing illegal about that. But when I apply it, I realize, look at that, I apparently have been hiring a lot of women lately, because if I do this based on date of hire, almost all the people I'm firing are women. It's got a statistically significant impact on women. That is potentially illegal unless I can explain why I'm using date of hire and prove that it makes sense. I'm simplifying grotesquely the legal test, but that's basically it. So, client, you have a rule. It's producing a disparate impact. What's going on? How did you make the decision? Oh, we used our ranking data. Now, for any of you that have ever been in a corporate environment, you know that companies have sometimes this thing they call a stack ranking process, where all the managers get in a room together and rank all their employees against everyone else's employees to make sure that we don't have soft managers and hard managers, people that inflate grades and people that downright grades, try to get to some calibration point.